Blowfly, written by Patricia Cornwell, read by Kate Redding. To Dr. Louis Cataldi, coroner of East Baton Rouge Parish, a man of excellence, honor, humanity, and truth, the world is a better place because of you. They shall lie down alike in the dust, and the worms shall cover them. Job 21:26. 1. Dr. K. Scarpetta moves the tiny glass vial close to candlelight, illuminating a maggot drifting in a poisonous bath of ethanol. At a glance, she knows the exact stage of metamorphosis before the creamy carcass, no larger than a grain of rice, was preserved in a specimen vessel fitted with a black screw cap. Had the larva lived, it would have matured into a blue bottle, Calophora vicina, a blowfly. It might have laid its eggs in a dead human body's mouth or eyes, or in a living person's malodorous wounds. "Thank you very much," Scarpetta says, looking around the table at the 14 cops and crime scene technicians of the National Forensic Academy's class of 2003. Her eyes linger on Nick Robillard's innocent face. "I don't know who collected this from a location best not to contemplate at the dinner table and preserved it with me in mind, but..." Blank looks and shrugs. "I have to say that this is the first time I've been given a maggot as a gift." No one claims responsibility, but if there is a fact Scarpetta has never doubted, it is a cop's ability to bluff and, when necessary, outright lie. Having noticed a tug at the corner of Nick Robillard's mouth before anyone else realized that a maggot had joined them at the dinner table, Scarpetta has a suspect in mind.